Good morning, podcast world. It is Friday, April 25th, 2014. I just dropped off Lisa to school and thought I'd give you a quick update since I haven't talked to you in a while. And this time I'm actually home. I'm in Appleton, as evidenced by the previous statement of dropping Lisa off at school. So the whole thing about FDA getting involved with e-cigarettes. As much as I don't want the government sticking their nose into everything, I think this is one case where we need this regulation. And I normally don't take a strong stance on stuff like this. I don't smoke. I appreciate the fact that those who do are starting to turn to e-cigarettes and know people who have done that. But the fact that you could put kerosene in there instead of the nicotine fluid and somebody's face is going to blow up because it's totally uncontrolled. I know that's an extreme example, but there's no control over the fluids that produce the vapor. There's no control over the ratings or heat of the coils. There's not even, as I understand it, there's no control over selling this to kids. And the nicotine fluid makers are selling them in bubble gum and cotton candy flavor and saying, oh, it's just for, you know, our market. Now, Lisa, I just had a very wonderful discussion with her. She's normally not a morning person and doesn't want to talk too much, but she seemed to engage in this topic. And I quite enjoyed that this morning. I love it when she perks up and speaks her voice. She's 18 now, and I find it not confrontational. She was just she says, what? The gas station won't sell it to anyone under 18. I said, well, that's something they're doing. They're treating it like a tobacco product, but they don't have to at this point. There's no law that says they'll get arrested if they do sell it to minors. So that's just my morning thought, and normally don't jump in on topics like that. It's now about, I haven't checked the counter, I think it's 140 days till moving. Yeah, we've got a bunch of boxes all packed up and barcoded. I think I told you about barcoding them earlier this week. We've got a few more to do tonight. I have called a number of moving companies to see how much it will cost to move and store and maybe even tow a vehicle, learning some new services that are out there. So I went online last night. Originally, we contacted Pods. They seem to be a little expensive. Handy, but expensive. And I'm seeing if we can go more with a traditional. But that sets the stage for, do we move everything all at once? Can we store boxes in our garage, in our basement, in a storage, one of those mini storage garages off-site for a while? Can the moving place store stuff for us? Because we would like to have the house relatively clean. But when the seller comes to sell it, is it better to have it furnished? And what do we leave behind? And just question after question that comes up with different permutations. And Donna and I got a little distressed. I wasn't feeling too hot last night. And, you know, when you're not feeling well, your brain isn't always in most courteous mode. So I will take some of the blame for having discussions. But some of these discussions we have rehashed over and over, and I'm getting a little tired of them, about how Donna has friends who say they moved things across country and it costs more to move than it did to buy. And I said, you can't tell me that a move of $6,000 to $10,000, which is what it takes for a truck or two, is going to cost more than buying new furniture for your living room, bedroom, or second bedroom, and kitchen. And, you know, you keep going with all that stuff. I'd love to sell things and get rid of them and get all new stuff, but I'm not opposed to that idea. I'd love to get new things. In fact, Michael has told us that everything he brought from Nebraska, from a four-bedroom house, he's only got three pieces left because most of it doesn't fit the style. We don't have Southwest motif in our house right now. So there's a few pieces I would like to keep because we bought them with the intent these will last us for the rest of our lives, bedroom and dining room being among them. So we spent a little extra a few years ago to get those nicer things that we finally wanted after 20 years of marriage when we had the means to do this. And it's a little hard to sell those things when that was the intent. But I get the fact that they're going to be bulky, they're going to be costly to move, and they probably won't fit. And we already have a dining room set waiting for us on the other end. So, I got to let go of some emotions on some of this and maybe even let go of a little cash. But I said I'd keep this short. I'm over 5 minutes. I will let you go. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time. Maybe I'll be with Dave Slusher in San Francisco. 101.